technically closed for indoor dining, but it's important for people to remember that when you come downtown to shop, you know, this weekend, you can get some food, you can do some takeout, you can do some curbside, and that's part of the, you know, that's still part of the experience.
Sure.
Our restaurants have taken a big hit, and they're still here. They're here to stay, and they're here to serve the community. You know, when you come down for this weekend, you know, everybody's open. Businesses are open. Retail's open. There's sales all over the place. We've got an amazing window decorating contest this year. All the businesses are decorating their windows with the theme of joy this year. So there's beautiful decorations. We've got some great prizes. We're going to have a community-wide vote starting on Saturday morning. So there's a lot to see when you come down.
Yeah, and it looks good down there, doesn't it?
Oh, it looks great. It looks great. You know, everybody's been getting ready for the season for weeks and weeks. You know, I always feel like Christmas decorations come out a little bit earlier every year, but I think this year everybody needed a little bit of a mental boost, so I was okay with early decorating.
How has this pandemic affected things downtown, Corey?
Well, you know, again, we touched on restaurants. You know, from a retail standpoint, it's no secret that December is a big month, you know, it's hard for people right now to feel comfortable to come outside and shop. It's hard for me to feel comfortable and come outside and shop. But, you know, our businesses are ready. You know, masks required, X's on the floor, limited numbers, hand sanitizer everywhere, better spacing. Our businesses have, of course, adapted, as small businesses do. And they're ready. They're ready to welcome you.